It's the Almost Perfect Podcast.
Welcome to the Almost Perfect Podcast, a celebration of fuck-ups, failures, and falling flat on your face. This is a podcast that believes you can learn from experience, but that experience doesn't have to be your own. Ha, I'm Bob Perfect, and I'm a functional fuck-up. Let's not learn from somebody else's mistakes today. Let's assume that I might have learned from my own mistakes, or I'm either about to make a gigantic one. But either way, this is the audio press release for Almost Perfect Media. Yep, I've started a brand, baby. Started a brand. And you can go to almostperfect.co.za to see what that brand is about, even though there isn't an about section on the page. But I figure you can just click through and you can kind of see what I've got going on there. But in case not, I'm about to tell you what is going on with the almostperfect.co.za. Now, the website is it's a hub. It is a portal. It is an online portal into my mind. Imagine that I am John Malkovich, you are John Cusack, and the website is a tiny door in your office. And you just gotta click on it, and then you go inside. And hey, you get to be inside me. You get to be Bob Perfect, kind of. Yeah, so I am someone who, if you don't know, loves pop culture. I love culture, you know, arts, those sorts of things. And I've been involved with the South African art and music and comedy and creative scenes for quite a long time now. I used to run a website called Durban Is Yours, and I have contributed to a lot of websites, both locally and internationally, when it comes to putting people onto dope music in particular here in South Africa. And this coronavirus situation kind of sped up things a little bit for me, because this almostperfect.co.za was an idea that I've had pretty much since starting the podcast. I mean, I've wanted to do it for a long time, but you know how things go. You always put things off, and it's also about timing and whatever. You know, you'll do the things in the time that they're meant to be done. As you can tell, I've been listening to Alan Watts lately. But yeah, man. The podcast has been going for about a year and a half now. Almost Live's been going for like 2 months now. And just, I wanted a space where I can just share the things that I enjoy and love and create. You know, like, I hate how the internet is these days. I hate how everything is so social media centric. I hate how we're all just giving these companies free content and free media constantly, and putting all our thoughts and opinions in these little concise bubbles, or, you know, putting them on Facebook where everyone argues, and it just, you know, it lacks substance for me. And I wanna, you know, like, I hate that, like, I'll share an article or a podcast or a movie or an album that I enjoy on Twitter or Facebook, and, you know, maybe one person might like it, and they might not even click through to it, you know? So, I want to have a hub, an online portal, where I share things. Like, that's one of the sections that you can see on Almost Perfect, is a check this out section. I'm actually going to go check it out right now, just so that I don't get anything wrong. But this section is basically where I am going to be sharing the various things that I enjoy. This will be music, this will be other podcasts, like I said, movies even, YouTube channels maybe. Who knows? There's going to be a lot of different stuff that's going to come through on the Check This Out section. And at the moment, there is Damon Miles' Day Creature. Now, Damon is the singer and frontman guitarist for Mouse. And when you listen to Mouse, well, they are pretty loud, pretty ferocious, pretty hectic, and I love them. So when I click play on Damon's EP, I was quite surprised to be lulled by the serene tones of acoustic guitars and harmonies. Yeah, they were definitely harmonies. But you can go read what I had to say about the EP over on almostperfect.co.za. And I mean, I could have maybe pitched it to other websites and stuff like that, but I don't know if anyone else would want it. And it's cool to have a space now for me to go, you know what? I like this thing. I want to share this thing with everyone. Let me write about it. Let me add the links and let me share it. Alongside that, I've also got the top five section. And ever since watching High Fidelity, yeah, we got a John Cusack's theme going today. I've always quite appreciated top fives, having definitive top five lists of various different things. Now, some of these lists are going to be serious, you know, they're going to be my actual well thought out, considered, you know, opinions on pop culture and on ranking the important things in this world. And some of them will be like the first thing that I have published under the top fives, which is the top five Pokemon to take with you to a music festival. Yeah, I'll let that one sit with you for a second there. Genius, I know. I know. So you can expect quite a lot of content along those lines, and occasionally there'll be a bit more serious content. I'll tell you some of the things I'm working on at the moment. Top five weed-related TV shows. What was the other one? Top five iconic wrestling promos. Top five Chris Jericho promos. Top five funny wrestling promos. Okay, there's going to be a lot of wrestling promo-related stuff there, but you know, you don't have to read it all if you don't like it. That's the cool thing about it, is it's just a space for me to share what I like and what I care about. And also to kind of serve as a CV and kind of serve as a thing of like, hey, look at all the things I can do. Because, you know, with the podcast, with the YouTube show, with all the writing, I think I do quite a bit to contribute to the culture here in South Africa. And I'd like to do it more for money, for other people sometimes, just because, yeah, this coronavirus situation has fucked things up for a lot of us, especially if you are a performing artist. And as a comedian, that is something that I just haven't been able to do lately, and I'm probably not going to be able to do again for a while. This was a period in time where I would actually be working on the Heat City Comedy Festival. This would have been our fourth year, and we had big plans, but the best laid plans of mice and men gang after glay. And, you know, there's not much you can do about that, but you can pivot, baby. And I'm pivoting into being a one-man media company, I guess. yeah, you can check out my writing work. I tag it, like, I'm putting everything except for the DIY stuff because it's no longer on the internet. I might eventually put it back on the internet one day. But for now, I'm over that. I don't want to have to deal with that at all. I've got this new thing that I'm dealing with. But yeah, I'm putting a lot of my writing work there from the various different channels that I've written for over the years. So you can go back, you can, you know, take a look, see there's so much good music that I've written about over the last 5 years or so. You can do that. You can also check out Almost Live. That's one of the sections there. I think we've done seven or eight of them. The last one was with Jaden Daniel. And yeah, man, like that's been a fun way to spend a Tuesday night, just at 7 o'clock every single Tuesday. You can find me on YouTube or on Facebook. And I'll be chatting to a cool creative person, mostly from South Africa, but I might expand that. I might go beyond our borders. And then lastly, this thing that you're listening to right now is the Almost Perfect podcast. And this is the flagship product, I guess, for Almost Perfect Media. This is the, yeah, man, this is where it all started. This is me chatting to people that I find interesting and want to hear their stories. I want to hear how they got to where they are. I'm always interested in that, you know, the biography of a person, essentially. And these conversations don't always go that way. They go all over the show. People share what they want to share, and they share it in different ways. And that's what's fucking amazing about this whole thing. It's just getting to know so many different people in different ways. And you getting to know them as well. You know, like I say, this whole thing that I'm doing, I guess, is just me sharing what I love with you. Like, at its base level, that's what it all is. It's just me wanting to go, hey, look at this cool thing. Hey, look at this cool thing. Hey, have you seen this cool thing? Hey, have you seen this cool thing? Have you met this cool person? Do you know this guy? Do you know this girl? Yeah, man, I know that person because they were on the Almost Perfect podcast. Or I read it on almostperfect.co.za. That's the plan, at least. So that's it. I guess that's the press release, mostly, for the Almost Perfect Media's that launched on Wednesday. Do have a few things to chat to you about. One of the big things is we've got mugs, baby. Following in Marc Maron's footsteps, I have got Almost Perfect mugs made. And coinciding with that, I guess I can announce we've got our first brand collab as Almost Perfect Media, because the mugs were made by the Print Room here in Durban. And going forward, the Print Room and us will be collabing on future merchandise as well. So I'm quite excited to be working with them. I've worked with them for years, really. I've had lots of posters printed by them, prints printed by them for exhibitions and stuff for Durban Is Yours. Like, I would say a lot of the art in my flat was printed at the Print Room, because you lot didn't buy it when I would put on exhibitions for Durban Is Yours. But it's different now. It's different. People are actually paying money. We sold a few mugs already, and at the moment they are only available in Durban, because I'm only available in Durban. And we haven't, and by we I mean I haven't yet sorted out the long distance vibes, man, the courier vibes. I need boxes, I need bubble wrap, and I need to figure out which courier service I'm going to go with all of this. Maybe they'll be the next brand collab, who knows. We'll see how it goes. But once I've got that sorted, we'll be setting that up, and you will probably be able to buy it through the website. I'm sure I can set up a web store. I set up that entire fucking website on my ace, baby. Granted, I've had a few years experience with that, with Durban Is Yours, but still, go look at it and be like, damn, Bob did this, and then maybe just reconsider your life and go, why am I not doing this, why have I not done enough, and then tell me that, then message me, and then I can feel good, because that's how I feel good. It's when you feel bad about yourself. I'm only speaking to like 5 comics there, by the way. Like, I'm not speaking to you personally. I'm speaking to just a handful of comics who I want to feel bad. Anyway, shout outs to the Print Room. Burr, 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 burr. And shout outs especially to the people who really have made this all possible. Like, Patreon has been the way that this and me have survived, and have been able to grow. And I'm incredibly grateful to everyone that has supported the podcast and now going forward, Almost Perfect Media, through Patreon. It's crazy that, like, I'm getting an income from this thing, and it is a listener-supported thing. Because that's the plan. Like, that's been the idea, like, the whole time. I'm not someone who's, like, actively looking for advertisers or anything like that. I don't like working with brands typically, you know, unless I know you're actually cool. Like, I'd rather not put my name behind it. And so, yeah, I like the idea of an audience paying for a thing and not like, you know, giving them advertising, just being like, hey, here it is, here's the thing. You don't have to hear, like, you listen to other podcasts and it's like 3 minutes of adverts, and I hate that. Obviously, you can just skip them, and with me, you never know exactly when the Patreon pitch is going to end. So I guess that's kind of the ads that we have on the podcast at the moment, is the actual pitch for Patreon. But either way, I do want to say a huge thanks to everyone that's contributed to the Patreon account. And we've got a special section there. We've got the titular titles tier, but I'm actually going to shout out everyone today. So first we'll shout out the people at the titular titles tier, and then I'm going to shout out everyone that has ever been a patron here on the Almost Perfect podcast. So firstly, shout outs to King Julian, shout outs to Chief Sales Officer of Subtle Heresies in the Greater Overberg Region, Rousseau. Shout outs to His Excellency President for Life, Field Marshal Stephen Olafia, VC, DSO, MC, Lord of all the beasts of the earth and fishes of the seas, and conqueror of the British Empire in Africa in general and certain parts of KwaZulu-Natal in particular. Or something slightly less pretentious, like executive producer. And shout outs to Karan Sleman, who is the Almost Perfect Youth Group leader. They are the titular titles tier. I don't know what patrons. There we go. That's it. Patrons. They are the titular titles tier patrons. But I also want to give a shout out to everyone else who has contributed to the coffers. So Alex Bailovich, shout outs to you. Shout outs to Gareth Morris Hale, who's been a long time supporter of my work. I really appreciate it. Shout outs to Jay Tweak. Shout outs to Martin Barrios, who is going to be a guest on this podcast one day. One day, bro, you will be chatting on here. Matthew Cuthbert, always a fan of your work. Thank you very much, bro. We've got MT Msomi, who he's working with me in the background a little bit at the moment, and you might see some of the fruits of his labor pretty soon. Shout outs to Matthew Stroud. Shout outs to Nikki St. Bruce, who is on the podcast. You can go listen to that episode. Just look for Push Push or Nikki St. Bruce. Shout outs to Rich Phipson. Shout outs to Ryan Short. Shout outs to Ryan Renault. Shout outs to Scorny Danzler, Tap Dance Extravaganza. Shout outs to Vishendra Naidu. And to our latest patron, shout outs to Wade Postumus. So that's everyone who has helped make this thing a reality. And I'm incredibly grateful, and I'm hoping it grows. You know, I'm hoping through this, through the website, through all the things I'm about to do with Almost Perfect Media, that you decide to open up your wallets and open up your hearts and contribute to the Almost Perfect podcast. And one of the ways you can do that, like I said, is you can buy a mug. Now, the mugs are 100 Rand each, and they are only available in Durban at the moment. They will be available for nationwide distribution soon, hopefully by the end of the month. And 10 Rand from each mug will go to Sasonke. Now, Sasonke is an organization that is founded by sex workers and is obviously for sex workers. And it's a national sex workers movement. Now, a lot of us have been thinking lately, you know, with regards to the Black Lives Matter movement, what exactly we want to do, how exactly we want to help. And to me, this was one of the best ways to contribute a bit. Not like a lot. I'm not like changing my entire life, sacrificing for the cause or anything. But I do want to, you know, share Sasonke with you. A lot of women in my life have worked with Sasonke in various ways. I know future guests on this podcast working on a documentary with them, and various others have just been champions for the cause. And I like what they do. I appreciate what they do because I 100% believe that sex work is real work, and it makes absolutely no logical sense, no reasonable sense, and no emotional sense even to have sex work be illegal. And Sasonke are an organization that is working towards the decriminalization of sex work in South Africa. And that is something I'm 100% behind. Like, not just because black people and black women and black trans women are disproportionately targeted as sex workers by criminals, by the community, and by cops, you know, by everyone. They are harassed, they're abused, and I fucking obviously hate it, and I'm sure you hate it too. And so, yeah, go check out sasonke.org.za, see the work that they do, And just know that 10 rand from each mug that you buy from me will be going to them. Also, just something maybe think about, maybe if you've got some views about sex work that you know, fuck sex workers, then maybe do a little bit of reading. Maybe go check out sasonke.org.za. And yeah, like, I think it's a topic that's going to come up on this podcast going forward. I am going to chat to various people in the industry, and I have chatted to various people in the industry in the past. And it's something that, yeah, I think as much as I get fucking awkward chatting to people about sex on a recorded conversation, it's definitely stuff we need to talk about. And yeah, a cause that I want to support. And I feel like that was a little virtue signally, but isn't everything these days. So that's the vibe. That's everything, I think. Website, mugs, print room, Sasonke. Those are the things I wanted to chat to you about today. And that is it. That is the audio press release for the Almost Perfect podcast. No, for Almost Perfect Media. And like you can hear on this podcast, it's not about getting it right. It's about getting it almost perfect.